You already know we're going the other way, and it's time to break down episode 3 of 90 Day the Other Way. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, yes. Hey, this one's a little louder than my last one. the music for this. I am your girl, Alex, and to the left of me, I have Ashley Bowden.
Yeah.
Let's go.
90 Day the Other Way.
Yes, we have some good like news and gossip.
Yes.
Tea going on.
So a lot you guys of tea.
Stay tuned for that. Yes. And what did you think about this episode altogether?
It was, you know, the overall energy for me with this this particular episode was, like, I felt a lot of desperation coming from both parties. It was just like everybody was so desperate. Mm-hmm. They were desperate to get to their spouse, but then they were scared to leave their family. It was just weird, conflicted energy. So
I'm excited to
break it down. What'd you think?
A few times, I wanted to cry a little bit. So they almost got tears out of me just a couple times with Jenny, maybe a little when she was saying goodbye to everyone. We're about to get into that. And then also with Paul and his mom, it was hard to see them, like, because he's so stuck at the hip to her. So it was really hard. But I feel like we should go ahead and start with Jenny and Sumit.
Yes.
So despite having the financial issues and, you know, relationship being an issue and the family, she's still making her way to India.
Yep.
And her biggest fear is harassment. And that really got me choked up a little bit, because it's just like, just imagine, like, moving to another country because you love this man, and then you're scared that you're going to get harassed because how you love him, it doesn't really work out that way.
Right.
There. I just imagine that being in the back of your mind while moving to a new country and already being nervous.
It's definitely limiting, because it's like, you want to be free, you want to love who you want to love, but you know that you're going to meet some opposition when you get there, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely felt bad for her. It was, like you said, it was super sad when her grandkids and her daughter dropped her off at the airport. That just was like, that was definitely a tear jerker. And it almost made me feel like, dang, you really love him that much to where you just want to leave all that behind. But she did bring up a good point. She said, I want to be happy too. When is it my turn?
Yeah.
So it made me look at it from her perspective as well, because I'm thinking, you're right, Jenny. When is it your turn? Like, when do you live your life? You can't always live your life for your kids or your grandkids, and in general for other people. So I felt her on that, but then I still felt like there's got to be a way we can make this work. I feel like she is leaving behind more than he would be leaving behind by coming to the States.
Absolutely, because his family, you know, his relationship with his family, he says he's close, but I feel like absolutely he has... She has kids. She has grandkids. He doesn't have that yet.
Right.
He's still living with his mom, dad, grandpa, or whatever. I mean, and so on. Grandma or whatever. But he actually moves out.
Right.
Shortly before she gets in town, before her flight lands. I don't know. How did you feel about him having to tell his parents? Because they say he went in for, it was supposed to be 15 minutes, and it ended up being over an hour, and she was pulling up. Her flight was landing. I'm just like...
So I had a problem with him doing that the day that she's coming in. I had a big issue with that. Like, I wasn't sure if this was, like, a production thing. Like, this was planned out just for a suspension. But... Or suspense, excuse me. But I'm wondering, why wouldn't you... And Jenny, if I was in Jenny's shoes, I would force him, like... You've got to do this before I hop on this plane, because what if something goes left? And like we saw at the end of the episode, it seemed to have gone left because he was nowhere near the airport. He was still talking to his parents.
He could have just been lying. Like, you know, sometimes lies turn into bigger lies, and it's just like, oh, well, you know, if you're, maybe he was getting interrogated like crazy and then was just like, I don't, there's no telling. But I don't know.
He's good at lying though.
He is.
He comes up with some good lies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought to say, oh, I'm moving to another part of India. I'm moving to Mombasa for work.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
And then, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe here you need proof. Like, you need, like, they need, social media is what gets you.
I was going
like,
to say, so what do you do? Social media keeps you accountable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there he just can lie and live somewhere. I don't know, but having to come into that, like, you're already, like we said, you're new, you've changed, uprooted your whole family, you know, your life in the U.S., and then you're having to live a lie, start off living a lie when you're supposed to start living your best life. Because that's what Jenny is ultimately saying she needs to do. She's saying, I need to live my best life. It's time. I'm 60. I'm ready to go. But she's coming into a lie already. And I just feel like, I feel for her because her energy, she's just a positive person. She just wants to,
she's,
you know.
She's really sweet. Jenny's really sweet. And I want to see this work out for her. Mm-hmm. I do think Summit really does love her.
I think so, too.
I think he loves her. It's because, like, he seemed really nervous about it. Mm-hmm. Like, he legit was nervous about talking to his parents. And you could tell he was very uneasy about it. So I think he loves her.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so. But I told y'all last episode when he shed a little tear and was saying he loved, I'm like, oh, you got me. Because a lot of these guys, unless they're, like, real clowns, like, complete just actors, they don't just shed tears like that.
That's true.
But, I mean, some of them, you can see, you can tell.
But he can tell a lie at the drop of a dime. So
why is it so complicated? Why can't we just, like, read somebody right off the bat?
Well, I don't understand why he can't just tell his parents, I'm going to be with Jenny, period.
It's not right, though. He can't.
Why? You're grown. You take care of yourself. And maybe I'm definitely looking at it from a limited perspective, right? I'm looking at it from our perspective as American citizens. We have our rights and we don't probably have as much, we're not as limited as far as our rules, as far as the family dynamic goes. But I just don't understand. You're a grown man. You take care of yourself. You can go get your own apartment. Mm-hmm. So to me, okay, if my parents aren't happy, they'll get over it.
I looked at it like that the first two episodes, mm-hmm. and then seeing him get so nervous to walk in, he kind of hesitated before he walked in. I'm like, okay, so this is a lot deeper than what I'm thinking. I may go back and still be mad that he's not telling his parents. But right now, I'm like, I'm trying to, like, sympathize with him. Like, this is, like, some real scary stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he hesitated. He didn't really want to go in. He just kind of looked down a little bit. And then he finally opened that gate and went in. So, I don't know. I'm with you. But I'm like, hold on. Like, it's probably a lot deeper than we really think, you know?
Right.
Then we have... Well, you guys, first, I just want to say you guys can listen to us on Spotify. We're on iTunes.
Yes.
We're pretty much everywhere.
Yep. And make sure you give us that 5-star rating. We do appreciate that.
We'll take that.
And I do want to shout out some people that are in the live chat right now.
Okay.
We have Cell W-O-N-K. He says that they seem okay to me. Summit seems to really love her when he starts crying. Mm-hmm. So he agreed with you on that. And Kimberly Mayfeld said, I wonder why he isn't moving to the States. Have I missed something? Kimberly, I'm wondering the same thing. Summit, why can't you come to the States? What's the problem? There must be some kind of limitation that we don't know about.
There's
right?
some tea. I wonder if he's gotten in trouble, or they have not explained that or anything. I feel like every other couple is kind of like, well, they can't come here because of this, either their past or, you know, but I wonder why that wasn't an option. Because I know she wouldn't just say, I'm just leaving my grandkids and my kids. It's not the first thing. You have to, like, I don't know. So we'll figure that out. Maybe we'll get some tea later on. I would love some.
We shall see.
Okay. Then we have Paul and Karini.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know he was being really dramatic last episode.
Just a mess.
A hot mess. And, you know, decided he just wanted to wait the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to pack the two bags. Like, he wanted all five of his bags. I just felt like that was stupid. You know, she's pregnant. You know, she wants her there.
Right.
Wants you there. It was just a lot. And then he kind of came to his senses, I guess, if you can say that Paul does that. Because mm-hmm. he's just kind of all over the place. Does he ever really just come back to... But he... he decided he was just going to go the next day. I guess he got some of his money back. It was a waste of a lot of money, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Money that he doesn't really have.
Nope.
To just be, you know, I don't know. I was a little like, come on, Paul.
I thought it was so sweet that his mom gave him a lock of hair and a necklace.
Sweet.
You thought it was creepy?
I thought that was the weirdest thing.
I just thought it was sweet in her own way. Like, she's probably a little different.
Listen, that whole situation was just too much for me. This was one of the couples, like, I got teary-eyed when they said goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But... his mom, the lock of hair was just very, Pat crossing the line. It was just very weird. Like, she gave me a lock of her hair out of her comb.
Okay, the comb one was weird. That was like, okay, she really wanted to give him a piece of her, but she wasn't prepared at that moment. This time, she was prepared because she cut it.
Yeah.
It was a nice little bundle. It's just a little, it was a nice bundle of hair.
But what do you do? Like, what do you do with that? Only creepy people do stuff with, like, hair. Like, what do you do?
That's very voodoo adjacent.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, it's very like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do with this mom?
But I think I guess it makes sense for them. Well. It makes sense for them. You know how they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got very emotional because we know how Paul is about his mom. This first time we met Paul, he was with his mom, right, stuck up under her, you know? So I don't know. It was hard seeing them say goodbye. I wonder how. And they kept saying, it's forever. When people say forever, because Corey says that with Evelyn Lynn, we'll talk about them next too. But like, when people say forever, I'm just like, you guys act like you can never come back. Like, you can't, like, that's not an option.
So I think with Paul's situation, I think maybe he just doesn't know when he's going to have the money to come back. That's kind of what I gathered from it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I don't know when I'm going to have the money to come back. So it might be forever. And I don't know how long my mom is going to live. Right.
That's so sad.
That's very sad to say, but that's the angle he was coming from when he said that.
Well, I really hope they reunite, especially on this show, because I don't know. We know how they are, and it's a little weird, but, like, I don't want anyone to be separated from their
mom. I will
like
say that Karini kind of irritated me, though, mm-hmm. when Paul was on the phone with her, like, hey, I can't come right now because there's an issue with the luggage, et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, you're lying, I don't believe you. And she started crying and all the dramatics. Like, girlfriend.
Does she get the pregnant pass, though?
No.
No.
I don't want to give her the pregnancy.
You think she's just being a drama queen?
I think
she's
just being drama. Like, come on. Don't give the guy a hard time. He's trying to figure it out. He's trying to work it out. Oh, you're lying. Come on, Karini.
You know, they do have trust issues, but it's usually the other way around. He has issues like...
So maybe it was a pregnancy thing, but it was still annoying.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I felt like she wasn't being very understanding. Like, he's trying to work it out for you, girlfriend.
It was just a lot, though. You could have just done the two bags. But it did make sense when he said stuff was everywhere, so he didn't know what was what. He was gonna. So, I mean, I don't know. But I just felt like, I don't know. I was at the time, last episode, I was really upset that he didn't get on that plane. So I can kind of feel what she's going through.
Yeah.
Then we have Corey. The super sweet Corey.
Corey's so sweet. Bless his heart.
And Evelyn. Now, we didn't see Evelyn. Obviously, she's back in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Corey. He wants to go get his vaccines. And that was mainly his thing. But it was actually really funny seeing him freak out. He said he had a phobia.
He acted a plum fool.
A plum fool. On the ground, acting crazy, doing push-ups. I need to go and to the hallway and just breathe. And the doctor was looking at him like, and then we bring up the malaria comment.
Right, right.
Which
he doesn't think it's deadly. He didn't know it was deadly.
Like, I'm just like, I'm
now
really
he knows.
Confused.
Now he knows. Malaria can kill him.
Do we give him a pass? Or is this just like a dumb moment? You give him a pass?
I'm going to give him a pass.
I'm going to say this is a complete dumb moment. You should know this. You're a grown man, but I think this is part of him being sheltered and just the way he grew up. Because even in the... Okay, I've always said he has, like, childlike tendencies. Like,
for sure.
Well, not always. It's only been third episode. This is the third episode. But this, like, really... This really brought it together for me. The way he was acting in there, like he has to be hit by his mom, and it was just very over the top. And I don't know, I felt like I was watching a kid the entire time, but I felt for Corey.
Yeah, I felt for him, and I felt like he was being genuine. I don't think it was just for the cameras. I think he really does have a phobia for needles.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was being pulled into that energy too, and I was like, ooh, yeah. I feel you. I feel your pain, but
yeah.
let's get this show on the road. I do want to backtrack just a little bit back to Paul and Karini. Cell W0NK said, I don't know why Paul won't just bring two of the large cases and then ship the rest. I couldn't figure that out either. I was like, isn't that what, like, DHL and...
The mom didn't volunteer, though. She didn't even say, like, I can just ship the rest. I don't know.
He didn't have the coins to do it.
I don't know. That would make sense. And she doesn't either. She's saying she can't help him out, so...
Well, those are the... Sacrifices got
to
make.
Yeah. But back to Corey and Evelyn, mm-hmm. I want to kind of talk about the conversation he had with his parents at the beginning. The first time we saw him was with his parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were talking, the dad said, it sounds more like, it sounds like it's more you giving and she's taking.
And I said that last week.
You did.
I told you guys, Evelyn is not into him. She's into the perks.
Yeah. But, I mean, if that was the case, wouldn't she say, just don't come over here? She already has the money. We learned that the bar is in her name. Wouldn't you just not want to be bothered with him altogether if it was just about that? What's the point of him coming over there? You have everything you need, right? You got the bar. You know, I don't know. I just felt like, I just want to know what Evelyn gets out of this.
Well, there's more from where those things that she's already gotten, there's more from where that came from.
But is he going over there with a lot of money? Because his whole issue is, what am I going to do to make money when I get there? So do you think it's just like, I'm just having to hold on to this money that I have? Or I don't know. Like, financially, I don't know where he is. Do you have any idea?
I don't. Okay, so here's the thing. I think Corey's obviously not, he's not like broke.
Right.
You know? So he's got some reserves, it sounds like. And I think that Evelyn does care about Corey, but I think that she, like Corey's dad was saying, she cares more about kind of what she can get out of the situation versus him as a human being. That's the vibe I got from her.
And she's just pretty selfish.
She's super selfish. She's not willing to be flexible at all. So, I mean, she's not going to let him go.
But having a bar in her name.
Because like, she's like, not going to meet another Corey, bottom line.
She's not, but now that she has the money, if that's what she's there for, does she need him anymore? Is what I'm saying. Like,
well, maybe, really to work, need, maybe to maybe work just, the bar.
Or maybe just a little bit more money. Like, let me just see what all I can get out of him.
Yeah, I don't think she'll, like, throw him to the curb. Like, oh, I'm done with you.
Oh, that's not her. That's not.
You know, I don't think. I don't think she'll do that. Because, again, she's not going to. Corey's going to find a way to take care of Evelyn.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. You know, he's always taking care of her. He seems like a great provider. So that's it. Like when I saw a clip and she was in the car, I think they were headed to the airport. She was like, you're going to send me home with no money?
Yeah. And she made him stop and get, that was last episode, like,
oh, yes.
Stop and get at the end and get money out for him. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. She's playing her cards, you know. Right, I guess.
I don't know. I can't even say she's playing it right. He's just aloof. Mean,
if her whole end game is to just get the money, then she's absolutely ace. Mm-hmm. Okay? She's getting it out of him. But I don't know. Corey, if you stay in the States, I can set you up with somebody that really, truly loves you. I know relationships aren't always 50-50. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of give and take.
Yeah.
And it depends on, I saw this meme and it was just like, sometimes your man may not be having the best day. Your girl might, and it might be 80-20 that day. It's just kind of, you know?
Right.
But it definitely is leaning towards the 90-10%. It's like 90, you know, with her, like him giving her 90, and then he's probably getting like 10%
I think,
of that.
You know, bottom line, I think it's that Corey doesn't want to be without her.
Yeah.
He wants her more than she wants him.
I wonder if this is his first love.
But as women, can we really be mad at that?
No. Because it's usually not that way.
Because every woman wants a man that wants her more than...
Yes, that's the point.
If you want him.
Yes.
Right?
They need to love you
more than you love them. So I can't be mad, but don't do him wrong, Evelyn. Yeah.
It's just because he's so sweet.
Okay. Yeah. So YK is in the chat. And YK complimented us and said, I love you guys' chemistry.
Thank you.
High five.
Yes.
And let's see. Cell W0NK. I heard Corey's dad passed away in January. No. Aww. And it was probably hard for him to come back to the States. Maybe
so. We just saw him. That is so sad. I didn't
Hopefully
know that.
Hopefully he takes heed to what his dad said. Yeah. Because Corey, I feel like Corey is operating on emotion, and Diddy has said it best. Emotions will have you broke.
Yeah, period.
So, and I feel like he didn't really, that wasn't a smart decision to put the bar in Evelyn's name. Like, yeah, no, she got to come. Like, you're the one, I bet you, if anything, if Corey would have stood his ground and said, Okay, well, you trying to stay in Ecuador? Okay, well, we're just going to have to split ways. Oh, she would have packed everything. pack up this laptop.
2.5
seconds. Getting on the flight.
Absolutely.
She would have went. Yeah. And I think he doesn't realize how much power he has in that situation.
I can't believe the dad is gone. That really, like...
Yeah, that kind of...
That messed me up.
Messed up the energy, but...
Oh, well, prayers to Corey and his family. Yes. I did not know that. Let's move on to Lauren and... I want to say Aladdin, but it's Aladdin.
Aladdin. It does kind of look like... It looks like Aladdin.
Yes. This is our new couple. Lauren is 51 from Florida. Mm-hmm. And Aladdin is... Almost 30. Almost. She tries to get away with that.
She tried to. The producer was like,
Yes. And they'll be moving to Qatar.
Qatar, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So she lives with her 21-year-old son, Liam, as mm-hmm. we know. Mm-hmm. And she told us that 3 days in, Aladdin asked to marry her, which is super sweet. What are your initial thoughts when you see this couple? Tell us what's on the mind.
When Aladdin first came on the screen, I was like, oh, he's fine.
Right?
Aladdin looks real good. She got a winner. And he seems very genuine.
He seems into her, right?
Yeah, he seems like he's really into her.
I'm like, because, like, he's really not getting anything out of this. I'm, like, trying to think. Every time I see something like this, like, where it's just, oh, too fine.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
It's hard to kind of wrap your mind around.
I'm like, is there something? But it seems like real love.
Right. So her son, Liam, had the same kind of thought process you had. Liam said, I don't understand what Aladdin hopes to get out of this. She's going to be 75 when he's 45. There's such a huge age gap. I'm not sure Aladdin... he said she can't have children and I will never accept him as a father figure. I mean, he's kind of getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah,
that's Liam. That's what her son said.
I mean, it's true.
At 21, he's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we hear, that's so funny. Like just automatically thinking about like, this isn't going to work. Like he's too fine. You know, I don't know,
he's
but
too
we
fine.
Have our thoughts. He's too fine for this. We hear about her being married for 8 years. Her husband was unfaithful. This story was tea.
This was the best tea. Piping hot.
I promise
you.
So y'all, for anyone who's just catching up on this, she basically finds his email, sees that he's on dating sites, gets on, catfishes him.
Mm.
And then says something like, I really love a bald-headed man. The next day, he comes to her as his wife, not as the lady through chat, because he doesn't know it's her, and says, can you shave my head?
Ooh.
And she knew then that it was a wrap.
Yeah.
And that's just like, what?
Like, so weird.
You know, like, just playing games.
And she was like, she actually went to shave his head, too.
Yeah.
And she was like, it took me everything not to leave the blades on his head.
These people have patience. Because I would have clipped out.
There would have been no haircut. None of that would have happened.
I would have threw them clippers at your head. Like, I don't understand how they're just so calm. Like, I couldn't sit there and know that you were trying to do this and impress another woman that you didn't even know was me. Like,
right.
I can't keep my temper like that. But she did what she had to do. She got out of the relationship and now she's on her new thing. She has a fine man.
Nice.
And I'm sure her husband,
super fine.
Her ex-husband is sick.
Yeah.
He's probably not with anyone he was talking to on the dating side either.
Mm-mm. He's somewhere punched in the air.
Lost his relationship for nothing. But, you know, it wasn't worth it. And she found who she wants, I guess. I feel like there's a lot more tea that's going to come out with this couple because it just seems too... It seems too great right now. It's like the picture perfect relationship.
But
baby,
but I thought it was nice that Aladdin offered to have Liam come and live with them. He said he can come and live with us if you like.
He's getting me. I'm like trying to figure out if there's something there. Like, what can he be getting out of this? But it seems genuine.
Super genuine. He's nice.
I mean, but 90 Day. It's like everyone, I get catfished on 90 Day all the time. People pretend to be who they want to be.
And then it comes out.
Later on, it comes out. And probably on social media, too. A lot of these 90 Day couples, it's social media that gets them every time.
For sure.
But let's go ahead and move on to news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, you guys. So, some sad news. So, we all know Tiffany Franco from the show. Mm-hmm. She's planning to marry Ronald Smith in South Africa. She actually revealed on her Instagram page that her 8-year-old son Daniel's father recently passed away. She revealed this information when a fan asked her how Daniel's dad felt about him taking her to South Africa to marry Ronald. And she stated that he's always been supportive of her decisions as a mother. So he did not have a problem with her doing that. Mm-hmm. So rest in peace to him. Yes. And we obviously wish the best for Tiffany. And Evelyn, Miss Evelyn, actually is now defending her decision to not have kids. Remember, we talked about that a lot last week. She took to her Instagram page to defend her decision after receiving some backlash. She stated that women are the worst enemies of women.
Facts.
That is true. And I know how hard motherhood is, and I respect it so much that I decided that it's not for me. Okay. So I have a question for us.
Yeah.
And for our audience, you guys hop in the comments and let me know what you think. Are we baby shaming Evelyn? Is this a baby shaming moment? Should we be supportive of her?
I guess, yeah. I feel like we should.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like it's us going through it. I don't think we should necessarily. I don't know. Are we? You answer that. I'm like trying to figure out what
I think. You know what it is? I think that she got so much backlash, not because she doesn't want to have kids, because there's plenty of women that choose not to have kids, but the fact that she wants her husband to stay home to allow her to stay home and bring home the bacon while she basically does nothing.
Yeah.
Usually we see that with women who have multiple children.
I mean, some people just they're not into it.
That's fine. I'm totally fine with that. But I think that that's where the criticism came from. Like, how do you expect Corey to go out and bring home the bacon and you're at home doing what exactly?
Right. So will she be working at the bar? I wonder, like, what exactly she'll be doing. Or is she just sitting back or, you know, because they say she's well off there, right? Don't they say she's doing pretty well?
Yeah.
And her family owns businesses. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of want to look a little bit more into that. So we should
dig it. We'll dig that.
Yeah, let us know, and then I'm gonna look into it too. I just kind of want to see what she's doing with her finances.
Oh, so Kimberly Mayfield said that Evelyn may be an awful mother. She is kind of selfish.
She is really selfish, but sometimes children change you. You know, people are like completely different before they have kids, and then it changes. You know.
And then Cell W0NK said, "I still need to see more episodes of her first." So he's holding back judgment.
Honestly, our first time seeing her, it was not a good first impression.
Well, Corey said that. He said, "I'm concerned that people are going to get the wrong impression about Evelyn."
Absolutely.
But is it really the wrong impression?
I mean, for him, I guess. But for us, let's be real. It's the truth.
It seems pretty true.
But I feel like she can do no wrong in his eyes. Just because I wonder, is this his first love?
Right.
Cause I feel like I don't get the sense that he's been in a relationship before. Do you?
No, I don't. Yeah, it might be his first. Cause he's very like excited about her. He's like, I'm throwing everything out there. There's no limitation.
Yeah.
He's just throwing caution to the wind.
Right.
And going for it, which is beautiful. But just be careful. I do want to shout out the people that hit up the comment section last week.
Okay.
Sherwood 991. Sky's the Limit 212, Nathaniel Sanez, Cell W0NK, who's in the chat room right now, Tequila Woods, S. Foray, and Luann Simon.
Hi, so, y'all. Thanks for
guys, for hitting up the commenting section.
Yes. Now, are you ready to get into the next segment?
Sure.
All right. This segment is our special segment, What Do You Think?
You have seen. Well, that's none of my business.
I love it.
We usually have signs, but today we don't. We're going to get Ashley a sign.
Yes.
So we should have one next week. But today we're just going to say yes, no, or we can do our own little maybe face. So the first question is, if you were catfished but fell in love with a person, would you still meet up with them? Or is that too far? Is that going too far? Too big of a lie for you? What do you think?
Ooh. I would say it's time. I would have to cut the cord.
You would?
Because I can't trust anything moving forward. Like, I can't trust that anything you've told me so far is true, and I can't trust that anything that you're going to tell me is true. So I would say I'm cutting the cord at that point. cut my losses and move on.
Absolutely.
What do you say?
Absolutely. I agree. I just feel like once you break the trust, there's nothing else. I mean, like, you cannot build from that. Mm-hmm. I guess some people can, because we saw that with our homegirl and Summit. What's her name? And Summit.
But oh, like, Jenny and Jenny Summit.
And Summit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I guess she was just like, it was, I feel like that was because it was, I'm 60, I just want to live my best life type of thing. But anyone else, I just feel like could not, I don't know. I guess it depends on who you are. I couldn't, personally, it's a no. Next one. Is it okay to leave your adult children to pursue love? This is kind of, I think it just depends on if you have grandkids. I don't know. But you have to do what's best for you at the same time. Like, you, they're grown, you did your job. You know, I don't know. I just...
So, but then it's like you leave your grandkids with no grandma.
It's sad.
It's super sad. Sometimes you have to do what's best for you. That's true.
But I did feel bad. They're just like... And the little boy, when he kissed his grandma, I'm like, oh, this is just too much. Yeah,
that was a really sad moment. I say no.
No, absolutely no.
I would say absolutely no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would, because... It's like, okay, when that goes left, then what? What do you have?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And he should come to you. As a man, I feel like he should come. This is me with my my strict rules.
I see.
I feel like as a man, he should come to me. Figure out a way to make it happen.
Right.
Let's be resourceful.
Right. It could also be, Ashley, like what you're saying, that because she has kids and grandkids, that he should go to her. Like, he doesn't have, I mean, he has his family, but he doesn't have any, like, kids or grandkids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He has nothing to lose. Right. He just has his parents.
Yep. Which, who don't agree with anything he does. So might as well get up out of there. And our last question, would you choose your spouse, which in this case it wasn't really, they're just dating, but would you choose your spouse over your culture and your basically entire family?
Would you choose your spouse over your culture and your entire family?
Kind of what Submit is doing. Now, if you want me to answer first, I will, so you can have time to think.
I have an answer.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I keep saying absolutely because I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, because your entire family, if this is just based on belief systems, then yeah, I'm going to break a belief system if that's who I want to be with.
Right.
I'm not held to that. I don't have to adopt your belief system. Now, if it's, yeah, the answer is yes. Yeah. That's it.
Now, if it's my spouse, you know, and I have a ring on my finger, yes. Mm-hmm. If we're just in a relationship, I'm not just going to, no. I think it just kind of depends. So maybe I'll do the maybe face. It just kind of depends on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah. It's maybe, but I'm leaning towards yes. I just need a ring on my finger. Mm. And then we can figure this out. If we're in it together and we know what we're doing, absolutely, you know, especially if you're in a situation like Submit, where it's just kind of like between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. It's just like you don't really have a choice. But, I mean, I guess he made his decision. I don't know.
Kimberly Mayfield said, what are any of these young men getting from being with these old women? That is the million-dollar question. We will find out, I guess. Time will tell.
And it's a couple like that this season. So that's it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Do you have any predictions?
Ooh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, I predict that although Jenny has already gone to India, she will be back.
Really?
I think she'll be back. Yeah,
even
I don't
know. He got the apartment.
I don't think that's an apartment.
That's not in her name.
That's not in her name. It's an apartment. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
I think she'll be back. I think there's going to be a lot of issues that they're going to run into with his family. He can't hold that lie forever.
I agree.
And when the truth comes out, which it will, it's going to be a major problem.
I agree with the lie, but I feel like for some reason I don't see her leaving him. I just feel like she's so caught up on living her best life. I feel like that's Jenny's slogan. She just wants to live her best life.
But she's going to soon realize that she's not living her best life with him. And I bet you my last dollar that there's more lies that Summit has
I can only imagine.
He's a good liar.
He is.
Oh, if you need a lie, what's Summit's IG?
Right.
We need to slide in his DM. Like, I need a lie. I need a real good lie.
Calling those on the phones. He be working on what this is the call situation. Center? Oh, the call center, Summit. I need. Come on. I'm in some trouble. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Any more?
No, that's my major prediction. I don't think this Jenny and Summit situation is going to work out.
Okay.
And I think she'll be back in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. I have a solid one.
Okay.
And it's just that. Aladdin, mm-hmm. We're gonna find out some tea about him. I know it. I know that this seems like way, like so good, like too good to be true. Mm-hmm. But I know there has to be something, especially to be on this show. Mm-hmm. There has to be some drama or something that happens where it's not really what he's not really who he seems to be. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, we may find something out about his finances, maybe. I don't really see much about his girl, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's going to be some, we're going to be sipping some tea soon. Maybe in the 5th episode.
But I feel like he better be careful with Laura, because she does not play any games.
Yeah.
She plays zero games. He better be very careful. Tread lightly.
Absolutely.
And Kimberly gave her predictions. Kimberly Mayfield in the comment section. She said someone will be returning home.
Someone. So you think it's Jenny?
Oh, for sure.
I don't know who I think it is, honestly.
I have some tea to break up some of that prediction. It looks like on Instagram, Jenny just posted that her and Summit celebrate their 7th year anniversary.
Oh, she's still coming back home.
She was with him for 5 years during the show I was recording, right? Mm-hmm. Because she was like, it's 5 years. Where are you, Summit?
Oh, okay.
Where did the other 2 years come from?
I don't know. It hasn't been 2 years since they...
No.
And maybe Summit's rubbing off on her. Those lies.
Something's not adding up. You guys, let us know. But that concludes our predictions.
Yes.
You already know we'll be here again next week, same time, 10 o'clock. We love you guys. Make sure to comment, like, 5 stars, thumbs up, everything.
All of that.
We'll obviously always comment back. Mm-hmm. And I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
And I am Ashley Marie, Ms. Ashley Marie on IG.
And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.